Welcome back to In the Moment. Beginning tomorrow night, the Homestake Opera House in Leeds brings you a concert version of the Tony Award-winning musical Guys and Dolls. This production has it all, from the excitement of Times Square to the clubs in Havana. Patrick O'Leary is the executive director of the Homestake Opera House, and he's here with us today to discuss what it took to pull off this performance in the midst of a pandemic. Patrick, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Laurie, and thanks, South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
You guys are amazing.
I love you.
Thank you very much. We're glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about what 2020 has been like for an arts organization and a gathering place like the Homestake Opera House.
Well, to use probably an overused word by many people this year, it's been interesting.
I thought you were going to say unprecedented.
Well,
noteworthy.
I thought of that. Darn. Yeah, it's been. I started here in February, and then everything started in March. So it's, you know, literally every day has been trying to figure out what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, when we can do it, if we can do it, and if we can't, what we're going to do. So it's the, you know, I think maybe one thing to kind of, I think arts organizations, performing arts centers, people in this business are accustomed to being, to having to adapt to change and adjust, just because of the nature of the business itself. And so that's kind of what it's been like. We, you know, decided after, because we literally, when I got here, we shut down our, we did one weekend of our first production, which was One Slight Hitch, when the guidelines were, you know, gatherings of 50 people or less. But then when it dropped the next week to 10 people or less, we closed it for the second weekend and then didn't do anything until this month. Actually, the first thing we did following was September 5th. We had a concert here, but it was really kind of looking at from that point going forward, you know, when do we think we could do something? And then how will we do it? And so we came up with the idea of trying to get all the art or some of the best artists in the Black Hills from theater artists to do a concert version of Guys and Dolls here at the Opera House. And we've instituted social distancing from the standpoint of every other row in the theater on the ground floor and in the balcony is closed off. We ask groups to keep two seats in between them, and we require masks. We have handy wipes, and
well, hey, and it's theater,
yeah.
Baby.
Okay, that one's gonna go down in history.
I want to jump in here, Patrick, because I want to ask you a question about the essential nature of the arts, because of all the things that I miss, and I think many people are missing, you know, being in a, you know, for a live performance, a live concert, live music, it just, it aches to not have that, you know, in the way that we used to have it right now. What have you heard from people, not only the performers who thrive on, you know, that expression and bringing this to an audience and audience feedback, but from audience members like me who are just, like, when do I get that again? I miss it so much.
It's been, you know, to use a word somebody just mentioned a little while ago, it's been unprecedented. we've had great comments from, we did a children's production here of Anna Green Gables. And we have limited basically the seating to 70 people. Each performance, they did two performances of that. It sold out. And as the audience came out, their comments were, thank you for doing this. The performers in Guys and Dolls, more than one has said, man, do I appreciate what you guys are trying to do here. This, thank you. You know, it's bringing people together who haven't been able to practice their craft and do their craft, from the musicians who have not been able to play. We've got members of the Black Hills Symphony playing in the orchestra. You know, and performers from Rapid, Sturgis, Spearfish, Lee, Deadwood. So the surrounding Black Hills community have all came forward to participate in this and have a chance, an opportunity to perform for the public. And the response from the public has been great. You know, their concerns, you know, about our social distancing and what we're doing, and we've published that on everything, and most of the people seem comfortable. There, you know, will always be some that are still apprehensive. That's the tough thing with it, and it'll take a while for all that to come back.
Tell us a little bit about how to get tickets, and for the people who are excited about coming out for this show, how do they make that happen?
Well, they can go on to homestakeoperahouse.org, click on events and tickets, and then click on Guys and Dolls and register there. Or they can call us here at the office, 605-584-2067, and we will get them checked in and sold.
All right. Very briefly, before we let you go, something about Guys and Dolls as an iconic show for people who don't know what it is. Let's leave them with something about what they'll see if they come out for the performance.
Oh, this is a classic romantic comedy. It's fun. It's funny. It's for all ages. And I think this is one of those performances that, with a group of artists who are together, that we won't have an opportunity to see again. But this is one to take a shot at. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Patrick O'Leary, Executive Director of Homestake Opera House, thank you so much for being here with us today. We really look forward to working with you in the future as well.
Oh, thank you, Laurie. And thanks in the moment. And I'll give you guys a plug. Everybody, become a friend of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. They're amazing.